Hi guys, today we'll be going over some recent sales. This would be for the week ending at the end of December 2020 and leading into the first couple of days of January 2021. Wanted to wish everybody a happy new year. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Reseller Niche Podcast, a show for e-commerce buyers and sellers where we investigate unique items being bought and sold and show you how research equals knowledge equals profit.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Reseller Niche Podcast. I'm your host, Mo. And thanks for stopping by and checking out the Reseller Niche Podcast. We actually are going to be talking about some recent sales that I had today. This would be for the week ending, and I guess the last week of December, I should say, in 2020, and the first week or first couple of days of 2021. So happy New Year, everybody. Hope you guys had a great New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. I know it's a little bit different this year. We stayed at home. We didn't do very much, but it was good. I can't complain. So with that, one side note, I wanted to say that we have had a few breaks in our episode recording here. So that's going to end this week. We're going to be getting back to our normal schedule starting from the beginning of next week. We're going to get our normal three episodes listed each week. So I apologize about that, but let's get right into it. I want to go over some of the sales. And if you would actually like to see a video or the video footage of these sales, I've got most of them up at our YouTube channel, and I'll put the link in the description below. It's also under Reseller Niche, and you can take a look at some of the items that we sold. I kind of separated the podcast from the YouTube video because I did basically took the audio from a video that I did, I want to say a couple weeks back, on a What Sold video. And I got a couple comments saying it was hard to follow. So this is going to be just for the podcast only. But like I said, you can see the video footage at our YouTube channel. So let me go back here. So this was for, I'm going to be starting here at December 28th, had an L.L. Bean sweater. Now, this one was interesting because I picked this up probably for about, I believe it was $2.99. I was at the our local thrift store here near Sacramento. And it actually sold, I want to say, within 48 hours. The actual sale date was, I think they paid on 31st. And it went for full price, $99.99. And the interesting part about this is it's a Nordic sweater, L.L. Bean cardigan sweater. It's kind of that thicker wool, I believe they call it bird's eye, button-up cardigan sweater. And it's going back to Norway. So Nordic sweater going back to Norway. So it said made in Norway on the tag. So I thought that was cool. I always pick up sweaters, Norwegian kind of bird's eye, fisherman sweaters, that kind of thick, woolly knit. Always seems to do well, always seems to move fast, especially if you have the tag that you can take a picture of and you can see, you know, made in Norway. That Scandinavian stuff does really, really well. And even if it's not L.L. Bean, there's lots of other brands that do well, that are made in that area. So look out for that. And yeah, that was a cool sale. It went really, really fast. Total on that, including shipping, was $136.15. But I'd say more than half of that was just the shipping alone. So very, very cool sale. So next one is kind of a bread and butter item for me. Pearl Snap Western Vintage Sweater, sold for $26.37. Nothing too fancy about this. It's a vintage Miller Western wear, half sleeve, kind of a brown beige check pattern. And $26.37, including free shipping on that one. So it's a shipping was probably close to $5.50. Now, another item, and I believe this was on one of our previous videos also, I sell a lot of exercise equipment clothing. And what I mean by that are cutoff sweats, pants, that sweat material, like cutoff t-shirts, cutoff tank tops. This was a cutoff sweatshirt, and it was basically looks like a sweatshirt if you're looking at it, where they cut off the arms and they cut the bottom part around the waist. So I guess it would show, I guess, your midriff. And this one sold for $66.97. It was, I'd say $26.97 of that was shipping and taxes. So it was a listed vintage. Had a, I always do well with Arnold Schwarzenegger related products. So it had a big Arnold Schwarzenegger logo on the front. It doesn't actually even have his name, but just that logo alone, I do very, very well with stuff like that. And, you know, people, iconic figures, you know, Bruce Lee, Schwarzenegger, Stallone, you know, anybody, Bob Marley, you know, Jimi Hendrix, any of that kind of stuff. You don't actually need their name because they've kind of got an iconic icon. It doesn't even have to be a real picture. So I do really well with that kind of stuff. And because it's getting cold, I'm starting to see exercise equipment move, dumbbells. I have a pull-up bar that's sold, I believe, and a lot of clothing, like base layer type clothing. I sell a lot of that. Sounds kind of boring, but people buy it and they wear it cold weather and the hot weather, either underneath or, you know, runners wear it just as is. So, okay, so the next one, I'm not sure if I put this in a previous video. I want to say 6 to 9 months ago. It's a vintage J.J. Armas action figure from 1976. It was made by the Ideal Corporation. And I guess J.J. Armas was, I don't know if he was a TV character or if he was a TV personality from the 70s. Because it's, the actual title says Private Investigator, J.J. Armas, 1976. So he's actually got a missing hand. And it's supposed to, like, if it was an original piece, it would normally comes with different parts, like different hand pieces. And I don't know much about him, but I looked it up briefly. And I believe that he, this is a real person. So it's not actually based on a, it's a real person that kind of plays himself on TV, if that makes any sense. Like he was on late 70s TV shows, maybe early 80s. So if you look, see, look up anything from J.J. Armas, I guess that action figure that they came out with in the late 70s did pretty well. So this one sat for a while. I had it listed for $50. I slashed the price in half. It went for $26.50, including shipping, and probably bought this 9 months ago, I'm guessing. But no, got to let it go. So next one up I have here is just a basic, it's a, I sell a lot of, I guess, party type clothing, like shirts, kind of loud, kind of really out there, bright prints, like, and also different materials. Like this is a brand is called Odo, O-D-O. And it's actually got Chinese characters on the front. It's like a red, silky red shirt. I guess a lounge shirt is how I described it, with red flames coming out of it. So nothing fancy, bread and butter for me, $22 shipped. This one, I don't know how long I've had, probably I've had this for over a year at least. And I sell a lot of this type of clothing. And like I said, this is in the video because I'm sure I'm not describing it very well. So next product sold, this was sold the end of December also. It was an action figure that I picked up at the thrift. It was Halo 2 series Gold Warthog, the Hog. And it's a car, and it seems to be a what they call the Chase variant. So I guess it's some kind of a rare version of this car. So Halo, the video game. So I guess this is a Warthog car that they use within a Halo. I've never actually played Halo. So, but I've done well with toys that are associated with video games, like Mario or, you know, you know, the figurines, the toys, the action, you know, not just the video games. So if you see toys that are associated with video games, take a look, look them up, see what they're worth. GameStop has a lot of this type of stuff that I've noticed, especially when games first come out. They'll have promotional items sometimes, or sometimes it's just toys that go with the items, that go with the video games. So like I said, this is a car packaged up from Halo 2, and it sold for $55.19. And let me see here, $13.19 was the shipping on that one. And yeah, I already got positive feedback from that. So he was happy with that sale. Okay, so I talked a little bit earlier about underlayer, base layer clothing. I have a ton of base layer type clothing. So like, you know, dry fit, Under Armour, their t-shirts a lot of times, long sleeve and short sleeve. But I have a ton of it. I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds of pieces. So what I'm starting to do now is to move things on, especially since the holiday season is basically over, I'm starting to lot them up. So this was a lot of 5 Under Armour shirts, just big Under Armour logos on the front, nothing fancy, different colors, pink, blue, yellow, maroon, and black. And so I just lotted these up. The 5 of them sold for $53.19, including tax and shipping. And they sold pretty fast, actually. I made about 10 or 15 different lots, different sizes, different colors. So this is the first one that sold. I'm hoping to sell them all because I just have so many of them that I want to get them moving and move on to something else. Okay. And I'm going to skip a couple of these because these are very similar. I sell a lot of clothing that is not that interesting. So next one that I found that was pretty cool, I found a lot, and this, I'm going to say this is about 10 days ago, a lot of, how would I describe these? These are pewter metal figures. They're about 1.5 to 2 inches tall each. This one was described as a wizard crystal ball, magician cape, fantasy sculpture, magic pewter. That's a mouthful. And it was made by Comstack, and it was from 1993. And what it looks like is a metal, I guess it would be a wizard, and it looks like he's kind of opening his cape or swinging his cape open. So it's kind of shiny. So the cape has kind of a glittery effect. It's got a little piece of plastic, so it kind of has multiple colors. And the rest is, you know, pewter, which is a kind of a silvery color. So a small little metal figurine. I bought a lot of 30 to 35 of these, and for $35 total. And this one individually sold for $27.44, including tax and shipping. And actually the shipping on this wasn't that much. It was about $3, because it's extremely, I'd say it's about 2 or 3 ounces, something like that. Not heavy at all, but I have a lot of these. So if I can sell one more, then I'm already in, you know, in profit for my $35 initial investment. So these are varying in company and size, and like a lot of them are wizards and dragons, and they've got different companies. They look like the type of thing you would see in, you know, the earlier World of Warcraft games or Dungeons and Dragons, all these little metal figurines, hobbits and wizards, and you know, very Lord of the Rings-ish type stuff. So I'm kind of excited. I've listed most of them already, and I'm getting some watchers on them, I don't put too much stock in a watcher, but it looks like these are going to sell well. Might be a little bit long tail, but they'll sell.
Hi guys, shameless plug section here. We'd love to have you join our reselling group called the Reseller Niche Help Group on Facebook. A lot of great resellers there. Also, if it's possible, if you could leave us a review on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Lastly, you can find these podcasts in video form on YouTube. We'd love to have you join us there so you can see some of the products we go through and see some of the people we're interviewing. And if you could possibly subscribe, that would be the kicker. Thanks so much for listening.
Okay, next item, going back to clothing again. So hopefully that's not boring you, but the next one is a Six Flags windbreaker. It looks vintage from the tag, I'm guessing late 90s, and it's just a very light, weighs about 8 ounces, hooded blue long sleeve windbreaker jacket, Six Flags logo on the front there. So any, you know, there's Six Flags, you know, I know there's one in Los Angeles, there may be, there's a few other amusement parks around the country. So this one sold for $29.81, including shipping. The shipping on this was $6. So it's going to the other side of the country, actually, for me. I'm in California, so it's going to the East Coast. So that one I bought in the summer, I believe, for, I want to say $199. It was pretty cheap. I got two of them. I have another one also that's more of a fleece-type material. So that one I'm still sitting on. Okay, next one. This one sold on the 31st, but it was paid for yesterday, I believe. It's a members-only jacket, size 44. Kind of the normal beige looking, you know, zip-up. Not really a bomber-type jacket, but that style. Kind of a short, just go right to the waist, members-only jacket. Typical mid to late 80s jacket. So this sold for $59.31, and $15 of that was tax and shipping. And I've sold several members only jackets. They don't sell that fast, to be honest, so I wouldn't expect these to go fast. This one I've had for probably a year. I bought it for, I believe, $4.99, and I've probably have another three or four in stock. They sell one. I sell one every 6 months to a year. Not very fast sellers. There was a little bit of a boost after Stranger Things, the Netflix show, came out. There's a character that wore one. I believe his was gray. This one was more of a beige color. But there's lots of 80s movies where they have members-only jackets. I believe the recent American Horror Story, there's a character that wore one in there. But anyways, you see them all over the place. The market's kind of slightly saturated. I would say it's extremely saturated. So, but you know, if they come out with another episode, another season of Stranger Things, I believe that, you know, these might start selling again. I don't know, but we'll see. But anyways, I was happy with that sale. Next one sold a bunch, I want to say three or four different G.I. Joe action figures. These I sell basically one or two a day. These actually, it's two to one person here. And one sold for $35.40, but more than half of that was shipping. The actual sole price of the figure was $14.99. And this was for G.I. Joe Big Boa Cobra Trainer. 1987, 3¾-inch figure. And the other one was a 1365. Sorry, these are going to two different places. 1365 total. It was $14.99 with discounts, including shipping, for this one. This was a Firefly from 92. And that was, neither of these had accessories, so they're missing parts. I generally buy G.I. Joe, vintage G.I. Joe, for, I want to say, between $1 and $3 a piece. And they sell for between $10 and $15 usually. Some of them sell for like $30, $50 if you get rare ones and if they're complete. If they're loose, which I usually get them for, I try and push for $1 a piece. And if I'm buying in bulk, that's usually what I get. But if I'm buying less, I usually have to pay up more, you know, more like $2, $2.50, $3. I try not to pay more than that for anything like this, because like I said, you're going to get an offer for $9.99, $12.99, $14.99. That's pretty much it. I'd say 80% of G.I. Joe figures that I've seen. Now, there are a lot to go for a lot more, and especially if you get the ones, 11, 12-inch ones from the 60s, obviously those are going to go for a lot more. But these, and what I'm talking about here, are the 1980s to early 90s
figures. Actually, the ones that they re-released in 2007 also for the remake movies, those actually sell pretty well too. You want to see if you can get them complete though. They have little bases and they have, you know, accessories as well. The older ones, if you can get them complete also, those will sell more. You can double. Instead of selling for $14.99, you can sell them for $30 or more. So I sell G.I. Joe pretty much every couple of days. I'll be selling some. And actually, the next item that I have here, and this is in the video, the YouTube video that I mentioned, is a G.I. Joe shirt. I believe it's vintage 60s, but this actually could be 90s. So I didn't actually put a year in there because I wasn't exactly sure. It was a vintage G.I. Joe, just a green kind of army colored shirt. So very small, you know, 2-3 inches. And this one sold for $15.24, including tax and shipping. G.I. Joe clothing, toy clothing, I sell a lot of it because I have a ton of it. It is an extremely slow seller. So if somebody wants it, they buy it. They don't generally get returned, but they don't really move very fast. You can get them pretty cheap, but like I said, you're going to be sitting on these for a while. So you want to have a lot of stock and you want to be able to be okay with sitting on that for a while. This shirt, I have, I don't know, literally hundreds of similar type doll action figure clothing. And I list them sporadically. I'll do 10 at a time every now and then. And it's kind of like my backup listing. I probably have thousands, to be honest, of unlisted figure, doll, clothing, accessories and clothing, shoes, pants, guns, you know, all that kind of stuff. And especially because of COVID, if I run out of inventory, that's what I'll start listing. And I try not to list too much of it because, like I said, it sits for a bit. Okay, so the next item that I have here, again, is another action figure. This one's, I can't even remember when I got this one. This is over a year. It's a 1995 Marvel Toy Biz Punisher figure. It's about 5 inches tall, no accessories. Sold for $14.89, shipped. And I probably had a dollar into this at most. It sat for a long, long time. I probably sold this one before and they just didn't pay. I've had it for a very, very long time. I can tell by looking at the picture. It's an old picture. But, you know, this is the type of thing I sell all the time. Marvel figures and DC, older Toy Biz figures sell well, but you have to get the right year. For some reason, the early 90s ones don't do as well as the early 2000s ones. Like Marvel Legends, for example, it's interesting because the earlier, smaller, less articulated Toy Biz Marvel Legends did not do as well as the ones, like I said, I want to say they started in 2003, around that, 2003 to 2007. Those do really well. They're a lot bigger, much more articulation, and they have the extra parts that you can build an extra figure, like you buy, if you get like, I forget how many of them, but I think you need eight different figures have like different parts of a separate figure. So if you get them all, you can build a separate figure and depending on the season. So if I have any, I'll put those up in the video. But anyways, my point to that was check, because just because it's an older, like a 1980s or a 1990s Toy Biz figure, doesn't mean it's more expensive than one that came out later. Because also, and at that time, I believe they mass produced them a lot more, but I'm not sure why. But the early 2000s Toy Biz, I believe the Toy Biz, the Marvel Legends do really, really well, especially if they're sealed. Okay, so just got a couple more here. I had a lot of DVDs. These ones I did not pay for, they were just out of my personal collection. I believe I got them at a Secret Santa when I was working 5-6 years ago. I believe it was at home. Somebody just brought these in as a gift. It was a White Elephant gift, sorry. And it's just 5 random DVDs, sold for $21.06. let me see, nothing fancy here. A movie called Straight A's, Stolen Personal Sergeant, and A Little Bit of Heaven, and Baby Makers. So nothing fancy, 2106 shipped. And the last one that I have for today is a wrestling figure, 1998 Hulk Hogan. And this is in his black outfit, the NWO Hollywood Hogan outfit, all in black. It's kind of his, when he went bad, if you want to say he was good before. But if you're into wrestling, yeah, this is 1998, went for $13.20. I sell quite a few wrestling figures. They don't go for extreme amounts unless they're some of the older ones. This one is older, but they mass produce the heck out of these. There's a lot of them out there. So I wouldn't overpay for any wrestling figures. I pay generally, I want to see $1, $2 maybe. To be honest, maybe $1, because a lot of times these sell for about 10 to 15 bucks maximum. So I don't even really like picking them up unless I have, I pick them up for 50 cents to $1 usually. And I'll usually pick up like 20 and they will sit even at that price. So this one sold for $13.20 and maybe had $1 into it, Hollywood Hogan. So it's just fun. It was just fun to just have that piece just to get nostalgic. But so that is it for the sales that I had. These ended, what was this? This was for the week, the days between December 30th and January 3rd, which was Sunday. I usually do my shipping on the Sunday night after 9 p.m. because then I'm done. So anything after 9 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday was not included. So I just wanted to say Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you so much for supporting the channel. If you'd like to leave us a review, I would really appreciate that. That really, really helps. And if you'd like to leave us a comment, I'm still waiting for our first comment. If you go to the anchor page, in the description below, there's a link. You can go to the anchor page, you can click and leave a voice message. I'd love to answer any questions, play the message, just to say I got a message. So my New Year's goal is to get somebody to leave a message. So I guess it's not really my goal. It's a hope, my New Year's hope, I should say. But thank you so much. I just want to say last year making the podcast was a lot of fun. We will get back to it. We're going to get back to our normal schedule, like I said, beginning next week. And if you have any questions, if you have anything at all you want to say, please let us know. I appreciate all the reviews I've got. I would really love a few more. If you'd like to see the videos for any of the items that I talked about, like I said, check out our YouTube channel. It's also on the Reseller Niche. And yeah, until the next one, thank you so much for listening. Until we meet again, have a good one. This is Mo signing out. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Reseller Niche Podcast. Show notes and social media links are located at resellerniche.com. Please comment, rate, and subscribe to us on iTunes or YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.